Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. I am Mary Pat Lynch, and today I'm trying something new. Tomorrow morning is the new moon in Leo, and this new moon is all about restarting our creative passions. So it seemed like a good time for me to record my blog and make it available in a new format for everyone to try. So I'll be looking forward to your feedback on what you think of this new way of delivering information about tomorrow's new moon in Leo. New moon, Leo, tomorrow. Lots of fire. Creative fire. The fire of passion, the light inside our chests that wants so much to shine no matter how many baskets we put over our heads. Tomorrow, the reset button gets pressed by the revolutionary's hand. Tomorrow, the door opens. A light comes in that blinds us. Then we realize what it is. What is it? I want to see it. Things have been difficult lately. We're feeling a bit crispy around the edges, not at all sure we want some big-ass fire lit underneath us. I mean, it's going to be hot, right? This does not sound comfortable. The question becomes then, are we comfortable now? Are we living the juicy life we really want? This new moon is holding out the Olympic torch to each of us. Are we ready to run with it? The answer is yes, we're ready. And this new moon asks us to see that, know that, and say it out loud. The sun and moon are conjunct in Leo, sign of the sun, of passionate creative expression, of joyous play, and of brilliant leadership. Venus, the planet of creativity, passion, love, justice, harmony, is right there. And Jupiter, sitting at the entrance to Virgo, sign of planful dedication, he joins this new moon. So we have both planets of good luck and good fortune with us. Mars is also in Leo, too far to be considered conjunct, but right there with his high-octane Leo energy. And yet, it's not all roses. Of course it isn't. True creative fire is never fluffy bunny easy. We need to go deep, face fears, explore shadow, and break new ground. This new moon receives a powerful trine from Uranus in Aries. Trines are traditionally an easy aspect, but there's nothing easy about Uranus, who wants us to throw off everything holding us back and act in truly revolutionary ways. There's a square from Saturn in Scorpio, Lord of Shadow. He's holding the dark mirror, reflecting all the reasons we aren't living wonderful, juicy lives already. But, and this is important, he's holding that mirror so we can see, understand, embrace, and walk through into a deeper life. Not so we turn away saying, oh, right, this won't work. And there's an awkward inconjunct from Chiron who says, don't forget the past, however much you might like to. There's gold in your past, even, especially, in the wounded parts. Feed everything you are into your creative fire, and it will burn the brighter. Where does your life need more passion? Molly Hall's tour of this Leo new moon through the houses offers a clue. Check out your birth chart. Where does 22 degrees of Leo sit in your chart? This is where the fire burns brightest for you now. Once you know where, then what? What can you do to focus your intentions and bring this energy forward? I've added a page to my blog called New Moon Wishes that updates information from my old blog about where to find ideas for setting new moon intentions. All this fire is potent, and it's still a dark time. New moons arrive with energy that calls for setting direction, dedicating ourselves to something we desire. But we may not know exactly what it is, and definitely won't know what it will look like, feel like, be like when it arrives. That's okay. Venus, who sits closest to this new moon, is still retrograde. In fact, she's moving back toward the sun and will reach conjunction and the midpoint of her retrograde cycle on August 15th. This is a time for reflecting, imagining, giving ourselves to the dream. At this new moon, we see the golden thing we long for. We know we have the power to step toward it. We have choices to make now. Do we stay small? Do we go for the life we've dreamt of? With Leo, we stand on the stage. The curtain is down, and we can hear the audience out there. The theater is full. The orchestra tunes up. At this new moon, we choose whether we stay on that stage or hide in the wings. We choose which play we're in and which part we play. Passionate, creative fire surrounds us, ready to light our way, fuel our fire. Choose. This has been Mary Pat Lynch with Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all the creative wonder of the new moon in Leo. Thank you.